Welcome back to Vanguardia America. I'm your host, James Garcia, and we are now here with Melissa Garcia, no relation, who is the Chief External Affairs Officer for Planned Parenthood Arizona. She's based in Tucson, but basically has statewide responsibilities for the organization in her position. We're going to talk about where things stand with regards to Arizona's abortion laws. There seems to be kind of more than one out there floating around right now, and some confusion and chaos that has ensued as a result of those conflicting laws and a new law and all of that. But I also want to kind of hone in more specifically after our opening discussion on how the situation is impacting Latinas, the Hispanic community, in terms of managing and coping with and facing what's going on with abortion in the state of Arizona. And of course, nationally, as a result of the Roe v. Wade decision. So, Melissa, thank you so much. Thank you so much for being on the show today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
I guess the first question is if you could explain in simple terms where we are with abortion law in the state of Arizona today.
Yes. So to make it short and sweet, today, abortion is legal in Arizona. For the past 100 days since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, Arizonans have experienced total chaos and confusion with this various moving pieces on the legality of abortion, right? And it has been, I can say and attest to this, that it has been exceedingly traumatic for our physicians and staff who have been forced, right, to share that we're no longer able to provide abortion care to them as this landscape continues to change. But as of today, abortion is legal and patients can seek care here in the state of Arizona.
And it's legal right now because there is some pending court action. If you could briefly tell me what that situation is in the courts.
Yeah, of course. So just to give a little bit of background on what has been happening. So after the overturn of Roe v. Wade, we have been fighting against the Attorney General's attempt to roll back the clock by reviving a near total ban on abortion from 1864. Since then, we've asked the court to step in and harmonize the nearly five decades of this abortion law that is in the books here in Arizona.
As a result of Roe v. Wade, those five decades of abortion law.
Yes. And so what is currently happening right now is that we've received a positive communication from this past Friday's court decision to actually issue a stay while the legal process continues to unfold, meaning that it allows Planned Parenthood and other providers in the state to resume abortion care services in Arizona until this, again, legal process continues to unfold.
So there is a stay on the 1864 law, which
Correct.
Goes back, of course, to territorial days in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And the law that is essentially being, that is in place right now that allows abortions to take place, is this the new law that was passed earlier this year by the Arizona legislature?
Yes, that's correct. That's exactly what we're asking the court to harmonize this nearly five decades of abortion law with the most newest law that was signed into the legislature earlier this year, which is a 15-week ban.
How in particular are Hispanic women and especially low-income Latinas being impacted by the efforts to restrict access to abortion?
We know that healthy individuals, rich folks, right, those who have access to resources and less barriers will always have access to having an abortion. Whether they're in favor or not, if that is the route that they want to take, they will have access to that. But the impact of overturning Roe will be felt largely by not only the Latinx communities, but communities of color who have long faced barriers to abortion access due to already systemic barriers and discrimination that exists in our country, right? And I'm talking about barriers to like finding childcare, taking time off from work, navigating the cost of transportation, lodging, associating with like the traveling hundreds or even thousands of miles wherever they're going to receive the care that they need if it's a state that does not allow abortion. And then additionally, I do want to like highlight too, right? For others and for some, the cost is just one barrier. But when we're looking and then thinking about our immigrant brothers and sisters, we're talking also about immigration status and the fear of going through a checkpoint and getting stopped or their status or harming their status in this country due to seeking care.
Let's explain that a little bit more clearly for those who may not know. If you, say, happen to be in Arizona and you happen to be undocumented and you needed an abortion and you were forced to travel to another state to do that, then you have to get on the highway. And once you get on the highway, then you're exposing yourself. You become more vulnerable to have perhaps being stopped by the authorities. If you're too close to the border, you might get stopped by federal authorities. And your immigration status, if you're undocumented, could get you deported. Does immigration status also create problems for women when they're once they actually get to a location and try to seek get the abortion itself?
In our case, of course, right? No matter what happens, no matter the legal landscape across the board, immigration status will never, never impact the type of care that folks are receiving when they walk through our doors.
From Planned Parenthood. Yeah.
Correct.
Are there other organizations or hospitals or medical facilities that provide abortions, have traditionally provided abortions, who may have some restrictions because of maybe receiving federal funding or something along those lines?
Could be correct. I do want to note specifically, I'm from Nogales, border town, right here in Arizona. And so, for example, when we're talking about the specific immigration status, Nogales, Rio Rico, all of these, well, Rio Rico specifically, suburban area to Nogales, Arizona, this is a small town where, unfortunately, right, access to abortion is limited. And so folks have to come to Tucson in order for them to receive the care that they need. But when we're looking and thinking about folks that may not have an immigration status that allows them to travel across the state or even get past the checkpoint from Nogales or Rio Rico to Tucson, then we're thinking and looking at, you know, these are folks that may not be able to get the care that they need because they are in an area, rural area, where abortion care is limited.
Yeah, so that's a barrier that already exists for women whose immigration status may be, they may be undocumented. So, yeah, let's speak more generally. And I understand, of course, that immigrant women, particularly those who may not have legal status in the country, face a very specific kind of barriers. But overwhelmingly, Latinas, of course, in the state of Arizona are here legally. Either they're legal immigrants or the vast majority of them, of course, are U.S. citizens. And you were alluding earlier to the fact that there are often some palpable and tangible economic barriers that can arise. I know that Latinos in general tend to have a high rate of not having medical insurance or health care. And very often, although this is changing somewhat, there are still many of us who live in low-income communities and maybe coping with poverty and that sort of thing. How does that factor in? What are some of the practical things that may keep them, those folks who are sort of at the bottom of the economic rung, perhaps from getting care?
Right. I mean, it's devastating. I can share from my own personal experience. I mean, I think that there's various factors to the current situation that we're seeing and living. Growing up in a, this is like we're talking about the economic, but we're also then talking and tying it to the values, right, that also exist within the Latinx community. And, you know, for myself, growing up in a Catholic household in Mexico, coming into the US, not having access to health insurance, because my parents are immigrants, I am a first generation immigrant. And at that point in my life, I wasn't working. And then on top of that, layer the lack of sex education that we currently have in our public education system here in Arizona are, you know, several layers into just general knowledge and what kind of care you can actually receive as an immigrant, as a Latina, Latinx, here in the US and here in Arizona. And for me specifically, I can say that, Planned Parenthood and just reproductive health care in general, there's a stigma that exists in our communities in the regards of like even talking about how to care about our bodies, how to check yourself, how to ensure that you're having safe consensual sex. And all of those different layers ultimately impact you, whether you're choosing to become pregnant or have a child, and then making the decision of, do I want to have an abortion? Do I need to have an abortion? Do I want to have a family in this moment in my life? And ultimately, what we believe, what I believe, is that that is a decision that you, yourself, and your doctor need to make in order for you to be able to have control of your body, your life, and your decisions.
But there are cultural pressures that may
Of
exist in the Latino
course.
community that don't exist necessarily in non-Latino communities.
Of course, yeah. And I can again attest to that in myself, right? When moving out of my home here in Rio Rico with my parents, going to college, and then trying to get answers to what was going on with my body, why was I not getting my period? I didn't know where to go. I didn't know if I needed to go with my primary care doctor. As silly and as naive as that may sound, that is also the lack of conversations that we're not having amongst our own families and just in general in the public education system as well. This is a reproductive healthcare conversations that we need to be having, and we're not giving it the focus that it needs across the board.
And it happens, of course, and I'm sure it's no accident that coupled with increasing restrictions on abortion itself, that there are also pressures on public schools not to teach sex education, for instance.
Unfortunately, yes, we continue to see that here in the state of Arizona, and there's definitely influence again from politicians on this behalf, and it's unfortunate. But what we do see and what we do hear is majority of our students also are in favor and are eager to receive this information.
Melissa Garcia is the External Affairs Officer for Planned Parenthood Arizona, and I want to thank you so much for your time and taking some time to speak to us today about the impact of this law on all women in Arizona, but in particular Hispanic women across the state. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Melissa Garcia of Planned Parenthood Arizona. In a few minutes, we'll be back with the final segment of our show. You're listening to Vanguardia America.